with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump blames the government shutdown for the results from Tuesday's elections. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Following decisive Democrat victories in Tuesday's off-year elections, the president said it didn't turn out well for Republicans, and he thinks he knows why.
If you read the pollsters, the shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans.
The president also said his absence from the ballot was a contributing factor. At a White House breakfast for GOP senators, he said we must get the government open and urged them to eliminate the filibuster. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Arguments at the Supreme Court have concluded for the day as the justices consider President Trump's sweeping unilateral tariffs in a trillion-dollar test of executive power. Conservative justices seem skeptical of Trump's tariffs, potentially putting at risk a key part of his agenda and the biggest legal test yet of his unprecedented presidency. The UPS cargo plane's left wing caught fire and the engine fell off just before that fiery crash on takeoff in Kentucky. That, according to the National Transportation Safety Board. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says two businesses were impacted while another was spared.
Two businesses were directly impacted, Kentucky Petroleum Recycling and Grade A Auto Parts. Thankfully, a local restaurant that is right there that we had great concern would be impacted and we would lose whoever was in it, was missed and now is helping the search and rescue. We're grateful for them. Another blessing.
The crash killed at least nine people. On Wall Street, the Dow by 225 points, the NASDAQ rose 151. This is SRN News. Virginia Episcopalians are failing on reparations.
4 years ago, leaders of the denomination in the state set up a task force. They vowed to raise $10 million to give to the descendants of slaves and Native Americans. But according to Religion News Service, there is no evidence that even $1 has been raised or dispensed, and the presiding bishop has actually fired the task force. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church USA has been hemorrhaging congregations and cash for years since embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
People Magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive honor goes to a homosexual. Actor Jonathan Bailey has been named by the popular magazine for 2025. Bailey, who's spoken openly about being gay, is the founder of Shameless Fund, which promotes the LGBT agenda. People is following in the footsteps of other major entertainment magazines relentlessly pushing homosexuality. SRN News. The German government has banned a Muslim group over accusations of violating human rights and has conducted raids against two others. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The German Interior Ministry says the banned group Muslim Interactive promotes anti-Semitism and discrimination against women and sexual minorities. Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt tells reporters the violence of the constitutional order is characterized by the fact that Interactive has repeatedly called for the establishment of a caliphate in the past, thereby clearly expressing its rejection of both democracy and the rule of law. The government also argues the group poses a threat by promoting Islam as a sole social model. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.